Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 144. Become a Jedi, How the Force Can Help You Get in Shape, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I, as always, am Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Very happy Thursday to you. This is where I act as your narrator and read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. By the way, if you follow any fitness blogs and wish I'd read them for you, let me know. Just come by oldpodcast.com to get in contact. Now, today is actually a continuation from yesterday's post. Sometimes I break them up into smaller bits so that these episodes stay relatively short. So if you're new here or browsing around, you should probably listen to Wednesday's episode first before hearing this one. That's episode 143. For the rest of you, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. Become a Jedi, How the Force Can Help You Get in Shape, Part 2, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will. The dark side sucks. Okay, it's actually pretty awesome, which is why people always want to play as the Sith in any Star Wars game. But for today's lesson, we'll assume that it's bad. When it comes to getting in shape, you can either choose to take the path of the Jedi, hard work, common sense, awareness, dedication, and a strong balance, or you can choose the seemingly faster, easier path of the dark side. Diet pills, useless ab machines, trendy diets, the next miracle weight loss cure. These are products and plans that somebody would try to use only if they wanted to cheat the system and get results without putting in the effort. These things are a waste of time, a waste of money, and or extremely dangerous to your health. You don't need supplements, you don't need pills, you don't need training aids, and you don't need to buy an expensive system that promises results in 4 weeks. You need hard work and dedication. The dark side currently runs the fitness industry, and it's only getting worse as this country gets fatter and lazier. You need to join the good guys. Avoid practically every advertisement you read on Google Ads, every commercial that promises results with minimal effort, and every product that sounds too good to be true. As General Akbar would say, it's a trap. A Jedi must have the deepest commitment, the most serious mind. If you want to be a Jedi, it takes a you-know-what load of training, studying, learning, and dedication. There's no weekend Jedi course at the local community college. You can't take an online lightsaber webinar. These dudes are 100% dedicated to their cause, always learning and improving. If you're going to get in shape, it takes a you-know-what load of training, studying, learning, and dedication. Okay, so it's really not as tough as becoming a Jedi, but it certainly will take dedication. A few weeks at the gym and a special diet for a month isn't going to cut it. If you're expecting results without actually having to do anything, you might as well stop listening right now. This is clearly not the post for you. Being a Jedi isn't a profession. It's a way of life. Getting in shape is no different. If Obi-Wan wanted to stop being a Jedi, he couldn't exactly walk up to Yoda and say, "Here's my 2 weeks' notice." He is a Jedi, and that will never change. This is the mindset you need to have when beginning your path towards fitness. It's not a job, it's who you are. The choices you make and the actions you take will sculpt your future. Choose wisely. Do or do not. There is no try. This is one of the best quotes ever, and one of the cornerstones of the nerd fitness philosophy. You can either lift the X-Wing out of the swamp, or you can't. You can either lift that weight, or you can't. You can get in shape, or you can't. Every January, gyms are filled with the misguided hopes and dreams of people who try to get in shape, but don't put forth their full effort. Sure, they try to eat better for a few weeks, but don't really want to give up junk food. They try exercising, but quickly give up when it's cold or dark or they're sleepy. Listen, if you're not going to go at this in shape thing with your full dedication, don't bother wasting your time. You can't half being a Jedi. You can't half being in shape. Now, I'm not saying your only option is to start exercising for 3 hours a day and completely change everything you eat. Instead, you need to pick one or two things every month and do those one or two things without fail. Whatever your one change is, do everything in your power to make that one change a habit, and then do everything in your power to make that habit part of who you are. Try one of these. 1, give up soda. These calories are absolutely detrimental to your weight loss, even if it's diet soda. 2, get up 30 minutes earlier and exercise in the morning. Get your exercise in before your day even starts. 3, give up fast food during the week. Eventually, work towards giving it up completely. May the force be with you. You now have the tools at your disposal to change your life if you are willing to work for it. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Become a Jedi, How the Force Can Help You Get in Shape, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, I should mention that Steve makes himself available for questions through his website, nerdfitness.com, and likes to respond to people as often as possible. This post that I read from you is a little older, and so his fan base has definitely grown since then. But even if he doesn't respond to every email personally now, you're welcome to try. I'm sure he'd love hearing from you. I definitely do like Steve's 3 recommendations: giving up soda, getting up 30 minutes earlier to exercise, giving up fast food, especially maybe just during the week. But what we're learning is that we need to substitute new behaviors in place of those old ones. For example, if you want to give up soda, what you're going to have to do is replace that soda with something else that makes you just as happy, something else that pretty much satisfies just like that soda would. If you try and give up soda and just replace it with, let's say, plain water, you may find you're still craving that soda later. So it's going to be up to you to find substitutes that bring you that same level of happiness and satisfaction. If you give up fast food during the week, what you're probably going to need to do is substitute some meals that are relatively cheap, that taste really good, all of the things fast food supplies for you. So that would be my only addition to these recommendations. I want to thank you all again for taking the time to download these shows and listen to them and comment and send me questions. If you want to help keep this podcast alive and well, we actually have a How to Help page set up at our website, oldpodcast.com. You can contribute financially to keep things running, or if you're not able to at this time, we totally understand. There are actually a bunch of other things listed there that you can do to help us out. We'd greatly appreciate it. Again, you can visit oldpodcast.com and look for the How to Help page, or you can go straight to oldpodcast.com/support. And that's it for Thursday's show. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you on tomorrow's show for our usual Friday Q&A episode, where I answer your questions. Tomorrow's show is going to come with a little twist. I will still answer a listener's question, but the timing of this question is just perfect, as you'll soon see. We had a family medical emergency this past week, and so this question is really applicable to something that happened in my life. So definitely tune in tomorrow. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.